morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. It's our 824th day together in the Word of God, and we're back in this book of Job that has been such a challenge and an encouragement to us, I trust. And we're here in chapter 28 today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please be our teacher and our guide as we dig into Job 28 today. We want to see Christ, who is the source and the treasure of all wisdom. As Colossians says, in him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So feed us with Christ in our minds and souls, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, Job 28. Surely there is a mine for silver and a place for gold that they refine. Iron is taken out of the earth, and copper is smelted from the ore. Man puts an end to darkness and searches out to the farthest limit the ore in gloom and deep darkness. He opens shafts in a valley away from where anyone lives. They are forgotten by travelers. They hang in the air, far away from mankind. They swing to and fro. As for the earth, out of it comes bread. But underneath it is turned up as by fire. Its stones are the places of sapphires, and it has dust of gold. The path, that path, no bird of prey knows, and the falcon's eye has not seen it. The proud beasts have not trodden it. The lion has not passed over it. Man puts hand to the flinty rock and overturns mountains by the roots. He cuts out channels in the rocks, and his eye sees every precious thing. He dams up the streams so that they do not trickle, and the thing that is hidden he brings out to light. But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man does not know its worth, and it is not found in the land of the living. The deep says, it is not in me. And the sea says, it is not with me. It cannot be bought for gold, and silver cannot be weighed as its price. It cannot be valued in the gold of Ophir, in precious onyx or sapphire. Gold and glass cannot equal it, nor can it be exchanged for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of crystal. The price of wisdom is above pearls. The topaz of Ethiopia cannot equal it, nor can it be valued in pure gold. From where, then, does wisdom come? And where is the place of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all living and concealed from the birds of the air. Abaddon and death say, we have heard a rumor of it with our ears. God understands the way to it, for he knows its place. For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When he gave to the wind its weight and apportioned the waters by measure, when he made a decree for the rain and a way for the lightning of the thunder, then he saw it and declared it and established it and searched it out. And he said to man, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to turn away from evil is understanding. Job 28. So Job has been defending himself against accusations by his friends that he is a secret sinner, unrepentant, hard-hearted against God, unjust toward his neighbor. And he is defending himself, and now he's declaring that the profundity of wisdom and the value of wisdom, because his friends have claimed to be wise, but in the words of Romans 1, claiming to be wise, they became fools. And for them, it wasn't because they worshipped and served created things per se, but it was in thinking that they could fully understand God and fully explain the ways of God, they didn't have what was spoken of at the very end of Job's speech in today's chapter, and that is the fear of the Lord. Anyone who thinks they fully understand the ways of God doesn't understand the fear of the Lord. And without understanding the fear of the Lord, you cannot have true godly wisdom. All right, so what is Job saying in this chapter? Well, it's really a remarkable chapter historically and culturally, because this is one of the oldest pieces of literature that we have. It's one of the oldest books of the Bible, we think. We think that it describes a time that is before the formation of the nation of Israel, probably. A time in the ancient Near East of some 3,500 to 4,000 plus years ago. And yet, they're mining for iron and gold and silver and copper and precious gems. They're digging deep. You know, they don't have any dynamite. They don't have any electric. They don't have any gas-powered anything. They don't have rail cars to go down there. They're digging. They have metal tools, hammer, chisel, muscle, sweat, and they're digging. And they're going places that animals can't go, and they're doing things that animals don't understand. They're getting all sorts of gold and silver and iron and copper and sapphires and all sorts of precious things, going so far as to overturn mountains by the roots. This reminds me of the dwarves in J.R.R. Tolkien in Lord of the Rings, and in that whole world of Middle Earth. The dwarves were the ones who dug down deep into the root, into the heart of the mountain, right? And they find precious things there, and they have this great wealth and this great power. But what do they not have? Wisdom. What can you not dig for and mine for, even as hard as you might look? Wisdom. It's beyond wealth. It's beyond treasure. We know this because we all know of very rich and very famous people who are very lacking in wisdom. Wisdom is not something that you can find in the depths of the earth or in the depths of the sea. And it's not something that you can go buy with gold or silver. In fact, he says, at the highest end of this verse 18, he says, the price of wisdom is above pearls. We have to understand, in the ancient world, there's no lab-created pearls, right? There's no oyster farms, even. You have to go diving for wild oysters and looking through them to try to find a pearl. Remember Jesus' story where if you're a pearl merchant and you find a pearl of great price, you go and sell everything you have to get that single pearl of great price. Well, wisdom is worth more than any pearls. Where does it come from? God alone knows. And this is what God says about it. God says to man, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to turn away from evil is understanding. The fear of the Lord means that we have a stunned silence before the Lord and a trust in Him. So it is both to tremble in awe, but also to honor and trust the Lord. And the sign that you fear the Lord is that you are actually turning away from evil. Job's friends have actually treated him very poorly. They've actually been evil in their conduct toward him, because in the depths of his pain and misery, they've tried to pile on by telling him that it's his fault. They don't understand the fear of the Lord. And so Job does. Job understands God better than his friends. He still needs correction, and that's going to come in chapter 38 when the Lord speaks to him out of the whirlwind, out of the tempest. But Job is at least closer than his friends in understanding that the fear of the Lord is wisdom. You have to be humble before God Almighty. You can't even begin to understand how much greater his understanding is than our understanding. God can't explain things to us. When we get angry or upset with God, or we think, why is this happening? I don't understand. We can't understand. It's not within our capacity to understand. And so we have to reverence the Lord that he does understand, and fear the Lord and trust the Lord for his understanding. Let's pray. Father, thank you for understanding. Thank you for wisdom. You have it perfectly and in full abundance. There is no lack. There is no shortage. There's nothing that you don't understand. There's nothing that you don't see the true nature of. Everything under heaven is laid bare before your eyes. Help us to tremble before the one who is so knowledgeable, and to fear and to trust the one who is so good to us, so powerful, so wise, so holy, and so good. Thank you. Thank you, Father, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for joining me for Job 28. I hope these studies in the book of Job have been helpful to you. They have been to me. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Have a blessed day in the Lord.